The facts of the incident are still in dispute, but nine activists did die on a boat near the Gaza blockade on Monday. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says something has to change.
The situation in Gaza is unsustainable and unacceptable.
But the Israeli consul general says his country will handle the next boat that approaches the Gaza blockade in exactly the same way.
We're going to offer them to come to our ports so we can check their carryings. And if they will refuse, we're going to board on the ship. And if they will shoot at us, we're going to shoot back.
But this incident is one of thousands that reflect an unyielding dilemma. Hamas is still committed to Israel's destruction. Israelis say they'd rather be alive than beloved. And that's a blockade that may never be broken. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It's Friday, June 4th. Miles O'Brien is with me for this Friday. He's filling in for John Hockenberry. He'll be back on Monday. Good morning.
Good morning, Celeste. Let's get a check of the morning's top news. BP says some oil is flowing up a pipe from the now capped well on the floor of the Gulf of Mexico. Chief Operating Officer Doug Settle spoke to NBC last hour.
There is flow coming up the pipe just now. I don't know the exact rate. We'll know that shortly, but we do have flow going up the system right now, and a bit later this morning, we'll probably be able to start to measure that.
Live video footage shows oil is still gushing, however. The plan is to capture as much oil as possible and bring it to the surface. Meanwhile, President Obama heads to the Gulf Coast today for the second time in a week.
I am furious at this entire situation.
Speaking on CNN last night, the president says he hasn't seen enough of a rapid response from BP.
I would love to just spend a lot of my time venting and yelling at people, but that's not the job I was hired to do. My job is to solve this problem.
Yesterday, the White House sent BP a bill for $69 million, the company's first payment for the cleanup.
A cargo ship trying to breach Israel's blockade of Gaza could reach the 20-mile limit later today. Joining us now is Israeli Ambassador to the United States, Michael Oren. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. How are you?
Okay, up and running.
Good. Well, we heard from the Israeli consul general to New York, and he said that as new ships, including this one, approach the blockade, that your country will respond in exactly the way that they did on Monday. Do you agree with that?
Well, I can say exactly the same way. We will enforce the blockade. A lot of it depends on the ship. This particular ship, the Marmara, was the largest ship to try to block the blockade, to break the blockade. We couldn't stop it with the usual technical means. We couldn't drag it into shore, so we had to board it. And boarding it, we found that we encountered some 100 hired thugs from a radical Islamic organization known as the IHH. We didn't know where they were on board. We didn't know they were on the deck at the time. And so our soldiers who landed with paintball guns to disperse crowds were set upon with iron rods and knives and even guns. Several of them suffered gunshot wounds. So the other boats are probably much smaller, very similar to the boats that were part of the nine previous flotillas that tried and failed to break the blockade.
Okay, we're going to talk more about this with you in just a moment, Michael Oren. Stay with us.
Let's check the markets. Asian markets are mixed. European indices are down. The futures are down. The Dow gets underway at 10,255. The S&P opening 1,102. The NASDAQ at 2,303.
We're going to be talking about movies later this weekend and the rise and perhaps fall of the bromance genre later in this hour. And we're also doing a little brainstorming with you on solutions in the Gulf. But we're also doing it with some special guests like the Bill Gates, senior and junior. We'll hear from them later this hour. But if you have an idea on how to stop the leak in the Gulf, give us a call at 8778-MYTAKE, or you can post to thetakeaway.org. A close look at what's happening in Israel. Well, another ship full of pro-Palestinian activists is on its way at this moment to Gaza. More with Israel's ambassador to the U.S. in just a few minutes.